I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been a bloody week thanks to Nigeria's Boko Haram. Last Sunday was a suicide bombing followed by Tuesday's twin car bombs and on Wednesday a three-village massacre. Their tactics supports a growing concern that they actually have outside help. Open Door's Jerry Dykstra says
they're being empowered by other terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. It's disturbing, and we as Christians need to pay attention because this is the most populous Christian country in all of Africa.
Open Doors is asking you to take a stand, be aware, and keep praying. The details are at our website. Next, the war in South Sudan has seen thousands killed and about a million displaced by the war. The displacement and loss of livelihood will mean famine eventually. That famine could be worse than that of the 1980s. Kids Alive International cares for children in need in that region. Kids Alive's Matt Parker.
There are now between 6 and 7 million people that are at risk of famine. There's not been enough aid that's come in, not enough funding. And so pray for that funding, pray for organizations that are working among the vulnerable, particularly the Christian organizations that are seeking to share the good news.
And Bible Comics are making inroads for the gospel in the Solomon Islands. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA and their partners are distributing these comics throughout the region. The cartoons are helping people become familiar with God by presenting the story of Abraham in a format that's easily understood. It's also providing a launchpad for the gospel message. Pray that God uses these comics to soften hearts towards Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.